In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, that instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit may be truly wise, and ever rejoice in his consolation, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady Guadalupe, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning to all of you. Yesterday we called to mind the 100th anniversary of the birth of Pope John Paul II. He died actually on April 2, 2005, so he died about 15 years ago. He was one of the greatest men in the history of the world. And Pope Francis highlighted this by means of a story I like to tell. And this was the essential message of Pope Francis on the greatness of John Paul II. Some are asking the question, should he be called John Paul the Great in honor of his greatness, like Leo the Great and Gregory the Great? And I think undoubtedly he should be John Paul the Great. We had his master of ceremonies come to visit us in Rome when we were seminarians. And his master of ceremonies was an Irish priest. His name was Monsignor McGee. And he'd sit down and he'd tell us some of the stories of the life of John Paul II. I'd like to recount one related, as I said, to what Pope Francis said is one of his greatest attributes or greatest virtues. See, in the Vatican, they were looking for John Paul II, and they couldn't seem to find him. So they looked in the chapel, they couldn't find him there. I guess the library, he wasn't there. In the Vatican Gardens, he wasn't there. So they looked all over and they just couldn't seem to find him. And then someone made the suggestion to look in the chapel, upon which they responded, we already looked in the chapel, but he wasn't there. And then the person said, well, look closer and look in the whole chapel, even on the ground. So they went back to the chapel and they noticed prostrate on the rug there in the chapel was Pope John Paul II. He had thrown himself on the ground prostrate before the Blessed Sacrament, like our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane, like the children of Fatima who were taught by the angel how to pray by prostrating themselves. So Pope Francis said that one of the greatest attributes or virtues of Pope John Paul II was his prayer life. He was a man of deep prayer and would spend hours in prayer. Some of you might think that he seemed to be so active in his missionary journeys, 103 outside of Rome, the many encyclicals that he wrote, the visits that he made in Italy, and the people that came to visit him, the World Youth Experience. It's true, but this was all a fruit of a very deep prayer life. Yesterday I was listening to Formed with Tim Gray, and they're talking about John Paul II. Someone came up to him, and John Paul II was praying his rosary. And the person came up because there was an emergency, and he came to the Holy Father and said, please, please try to resolve this problem. And John Paul II was praying the rosary. And the man came back again and said, please, Your Holiness, there's a very serious problem, resolve it. And John Paul II kept praying the rosary. And this man, really desperate, came back and said, John, Your Holiness, this is a very serious problem. Come on, let's move on it. And John Paul II kept praying the rosary and basically said to the man, this is the way in which we're going to resolve the problem. Very interesting. As we, in the United States, we have a tendency in which we want to quickly to fix everything. We tend to be very much like the Martha and the Mary. And I think this coronavirus pandemic is maybe saying to us what Saint Pope John Paul II showed this man. Okay, there's the problem that exists. I'm not going to deny it. But why don't we place this problem, which seemed to be a real emergency, why don't we place this problem in Mary's hands? Why don't we ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to help us to resolve this problem? So that was the highlight of the talk of Pope Francis, that John Paul II was a man of deep prayer, and he really encouraged priests to pray. He really encouraged bishops to pray. He really encouraged the world to pray. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key to salvation. So having said that, maybe God is saying to you and to me, starting today, what can we do? What can you do? What can I do? To walk in the footsteps of John Paul II. What can you do? What can I do to improve our prayer life? I'd like to make one suggestion, and then I'll give you my priestly blessing. In a couple of days, we're going to be starting the Novena. It'll be the Novena of Pentecost, the day in which we call to mind when the Holy Spirit descended upon Mary and the apostles who were in prayer. This Sunday we'll celebrate the Ascension of our Lord, and the following Sunday we'll celebrate Pentecost, which is the birthday of the Church. And my suggestion would be this. We want to grow in our prayer life. Let's turn to the Holy Spirit, calling to mind the words of the Apostle St. Paul in his letter to the Romans, chapter 8. We read these words, "We do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit intercedes with ineffable groans so that we can say, Abba, Father." In Crossing the Threshold of Hope, there's a chapter that explains the prayer life of John Paul II, and it was, he's uniting his groans with the groans of the Holy Spirit. So let's turn to Mary. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.